It is the post match show from the Glen. We'll come Boxing Day after Liverpool win again to go 7 points clear, I do believe, at the top of the Premier League. To talk about all that and stuff coming out of the game, I've got Adam Meade, I've got Carl Kovac, and I've got Stu Wrighton. Stu wasn't always pretty, they did be heading first half, but they get in level, which felt important in the second half. They just showed the class and they were much better than the opposition, and that was enough. They're always going to be enough to take 3 points.
Yeah, I think that's been a bit of the story of the season, hasn't it, really? You know, we've been accused at times of being slow starters in the first half, and we saw a little bit of that today. It took a little bit of a while to feel our way in. I think one or two players had a bit of a weird first half. But then, you know, as you say, that getting that goal before half-time was really, really crucial. And the second half was exhibition stuff. You go through some of the players there, Mo Salah, I mean, he's just a phenomenon. I mean, what else can you say about him at this point? Apart from him, I think he's getting better. I mean, it's not a bad baseline to be starting from, but I genuinely think he's getting better. Liverpool are the best team in the country, and it's not close. Anything could happen between now and the end of the season, but right now, make no mistake, Liverpool are the best team in this country.
They are, and the league table proves it. Adam, you only have to take a cursory glance at the league table to see Liverpool top of it. And I always thought, I got so frustrated first half because Stu talks about slow starts. Actually, but we started really well, and then we conceded, and then we just went into our own heads. I don't know what happened. They obviously got confidence from gifting them a goal. But second half, coming in, as I said, coming in half-time level was really, really clear. The second half, just everything we did was just better. And all the hope that they had in the first half just seeped out of them in the second. As we just passed it around them and kept scoring.
I think maybe you're a bit harsh to say. I wasn't even at 1-0. I wasn't sort of seething at them. I thought as you've just said, we started really brightly, and I was annoyed at their goal because that free kick that they get that leads to the goal, that's right in front of me, and it's never a free kick.
Never.
Having said that, I feel like we knock off and it's dead easy. Their goal, it's the other end from me, but. The lad who passes it to IU, the Leicester fans are all going, go on, and I'm thinking, you're not going to score from there, and it just seems like quite easy. So that was the only sort of disappointing thing for me, because then after that, as you say, there was a few bits where it wasn't a poor performance. I don't think I was just the final delivery wasn't great, and there was maybe a little bit of certain, I mean, probably, you know, Curtis, I thought, was having one of them performances in the first half, which he sort of gets a bit of criticism for. There was a bit of things which could have been snappier and you know, things that just sort of weren't working out. And actually the same for Salah, to be honest, in the first half, which he sometimes has in the first half. But I sort of thought it was there. I think Gakpo has a couple of them where he's, and that's again right in front of us. Gakpo always scores his goal right in front of us on that end. But and actually, I thought that was one of his best versions of his normal goal today. I sort of think it's almost one of them where maybe it's just a little bit too easy at times. They're playing dead so much, aren't they, Leicester, especially once they've scored, that it's sort of frustrating, and we have to work out a rhythm of how to play when the other team isn't really playing. And we work it out, and you know, from minute one of the second half, it is, you know, it's another brilliant performance from Liverpool. And it was the thing where in the first half I was a bit worried, because I think we've said a few times we haven't really played many of the bottom 10 at home, and you're sort of thinking, oh, is this what it's going to be like all season now, where the games that should be the kind of the easier ones end up being quite a slog. And I thought the second half we showed what we're going to do now, and by the end, I mean, they give 9 minutes stoppage time, and Leicester, as much as anyone, just like, yeah.
I know we wasted all that time, but still.
Can we just have five?
If we say sorry.
If we just all shake hands now.